Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Unique Unscripted, because an authentic life is unscripted. Presented by Bronner House Museum, Eliza Taylor, the spiritual therapist, and Little Green Oasis. Unscripted brings you amazing guests and open mic nights every Thursday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an opportunity to learn more. Visit our calendar on beunique.org to see who we have scheduled to appear next. That's BUNEKE.org.
Well, hello, everybody. Tonight is Thursday, September 16th, 2021. And guess what? We get to have an open mic night. If anybody's listening right now, give me a call. The number's 516-418-5651 on Thursday, September 16th at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Open mic because we had a great guest lined up. However, one of our alternate shows, which is Coffee, Candy, and Creatives, hosted by Pup Duffy, also interviewed this guest. And I guess he decided that once was enough. I was not able to get back with him to confirm. I was just hoping that we would have, that he would respond. Sometimes our guests don't confirm, but they show up. And he may show up later, but he's not here right now. So if you want to call, give me a call at 516-418-5651. And meanwhile, I want you to listen to Pierre reading what Franklin wrote. I think pretty nice.
Be Unique works to change the world for a better tomorrow, using digital mediums to connect the dots of the world through professional storytelling. We have all embracing, all-inclusive heart and are always learning to create new things, to revitalize and sustain old things. While recognizing our differences, we use positive and universal thinking to strategize for a positive outcome. We collaborate people of all distinctions to create a better me, a better you, a better us. By caring for others, there's no room in our hearts for hatred, racism, or egoism. So let our visions heal, keep the promises of what we will be one day by living helpful, caring, and happy, healthy, and sensual lives. With the wonderful staff and volunteers at Be Unique, we will continue to pursue that dream by making the world a better place for everyone. From everyone at BeUnique.org, to our readers and listeners, thank you for all your support. There's so much more on the way.
And there is more on the way. We just released issue 21, and it was, not lying, my best, my favorite yet. I know I say that every single time, and it's true. I'm like a mother with a dozen children. I never can choose one to be the best, but the one little baby that I'm holding in my arms is always very special. We have writers all over the world. We have volunteers that are working with us day and night, and well, mostly me day and night. But it's still kind of cool. We get some really great people. And I'd love to hear from you. Call me at 516-418-5651 tonight, Thursday, September 16th. Tell me what's on your mind. Let's do this conversation. The last open mic night was actually one of our best open mic nights. Sid Prince gave us a call. That led to another story. or another episode where we had the psychic and the scientist, and they went head to head. It was really, both shows were great. In fact, both of those shows are among our highest downloaded shows. Speaking of shows, I don't know if you're familiar with Anna East. She has a show called Here I Am. It's currently on pause because Anna is out of the country. She's working in Hong Kong. And I just heard that her contract has been extended. So that's good for her, bad for us. But I've got a little information from Jean about Anna's show.
Learn why people around the world listen to Be Unique Radio. Join host Anna East on her exciting new podcast, Here I Am, live every other Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, where she embraces the changes of the world and within, bringing you back to who you really are. Become a sponsor or be a guest and put your message in front of our growing global audience. Guests are booking months in advance, so don't delay. Join the show live after 8 p.m. Or you can send Anna an email at annaeastacts@gmail.com for details. Great show, great perspective.
Did you know that tonight is an open mic night? My guest did not make it, and so I'm here by myself, talking to myself, talking to you. Hope you're enjoying it. I'm giving you a little more background into some of the things that are going on with Be Unique through our preloaded audio commercials. We've got some great people, great voices who are helping me out tonight. But if you'd like to be on the show tonight, give us a call, 516-418-5651. And here's Pierre again.
With summer right around the corner, so far things are getting back to normal. Everyone is feeling hopeful again, stepping outside, catching up with friends and loved ones. Just an overall feeling things are turning out for the better. At Be Unique, our overall goal is to inspire everyone, as well inform, with stories from around the globe, how unique individuals are impacting their community in positive ways. And Be Unique is with you every step of the way, making sure 2021 will have a positive impact and inspire the next unique generation.
We're always looking for more volunteers. We have, I don't remember how many we have, well over 100. I think we have about 85 that work with us on a very regular basis. Had a great meeting yesterday. Every second Tuesday of the month is our board meeting, and it is open to the public. If you'd like to be invited to that meeting, all you have to do is email lynn@beunique.org and say, I'd like to come to the next board meeting. That's lynn@beunique.org. And then the following Wednesday, the third Wednesday of the month, we have a team meeting. And as I told everybody at last night's team meeting, I'd love to say that our team meeting is more casual than our board meetings. Yes and no, they are, but they're not, because our board meetings are not stuffy, formal occasions. They're semi-casual. We do follow Robert's Rules of Order on our board meetings, where we don't necessarily on our team meeting. However, we had 11 people at our team meeting last night. The majority were from the United States of America. We had 2 people join us from India. And in the United States, there were some people from Florida, from four different cities in Florida, one volunteer from Tennessee, one from Chicago. We had and we had one from California. Had a great meeting and got great feedback as the night went on. People were very happy about the meeting. And I will tell you something else that I think will make you happy is learning about coffee or tea. No phones allowed.
Let me ask you a question. Do you prefer coffee or tea? This is a question we ask on our fun and informative millennial talk show called Coffee or Tea, No Phones Allowed. And why do I know? Because I'm Anna. I'm one of the co-hosts. It's a great time. It's a professionally edited weekly series that's free to watch on Be Unique's YouTube channel. That's B-U-N-E-K-E. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode and leave us a comment with your topic or guest recommendations. We love hearing from you.
Yes, we do. We love hearing from you. We love hearing from anybody who's interested in learning more about Be Unique and really interested in learning, talking to people who are willing to volunteer to help us grow. We established in 2018, so we're not really an old organization. And I like to tell people that what we do is we tell good stories about good people doing good things to make the world better, which is really and truly what we do. We connect the dots between donors and organizations. Now, tonight, I'd love to connect the dots with someone in our audience who's listening. And if you'd like to call in, it's an open mic night. Call 516-418-5651 on September the 16th. And let's talk about what's on your mind. In fact, I want you to hear what Colin has to say.
If you like the show tonight, let us know. Call 321-417-4309 or email mary@beunique.org to ask how you can sponsor the show. It's simple and doesn't have to cost much at all. Visit beunique.org for even more details. That's beunique.org. Join the global world changers who already know how Be Unique helps bring together like-minded humans who are making the world a better place. Read the magazine and blog posts, watch our videos, listen to our podcast, and visit our social media from one location, and let's work together. Change tomorrow by finding solutions today. Visit BeUnique.org to learn more. That's BeUnique.org.
And we have sponsors. We have 10 shows on Be Unique Radio. All of those shows are not what I would call active. We have, for our active shows, we have, of course, the Be Unique Unscripted. That's every Thursday. Walking the Path is only once a month. It's the last Friday. Best Lifing is every Wednesday. Transformational Tuesdays is a big hit. That's every Tuesday. Manifest Monday is every Monday. Coffee, Candy, and Creatives is every Sunday and Tuesday. That girl is, she's a dynamo. Now, Helping and Thinking was a very short-lived show. However, there's some good information in there. Take a Break with Jean and Mary has run its gamut. There's nothing more we can do with that, I don't believe. Here I Am is on hiatus until Anna gets back to where she can do more work. The Ripple Effect is kind of in hiatus right now as well. But those shows are phenomenal, and I think you'd enjoy them. I'd love for you to follow Be Unique Radio on Blog Talk Radio, and then you get notified every time we get a new episode loaded or if we make a change to something. I've got another little comment here from Pierre I'd like for you to listen to.
Product review.
unpaid, and totally honest. You send them, we review it. Each product is given a score based on the following criteria. 1 point for each. The best score is 10 out of 10. Earth-friendly product, earth-friendly packaging, budget-friendly, uniqueness, lives up to the hype, stylish, useful, philanthropic outlook, easy to understand and use, I would buy. Contact us at beunique.reviews@gmail.com for information about where to send your products or suggestions for places or products to review.
Thank you very much, Pierre. We are on open mic night tonight, Thursday, September 16th. The number to call is 516-418-5651. If you would like to hear what I have to say, or if you'd like to change what I have to say, if you'd like to talk about anything, I'd love to have you call in. It's not as much fun talking to myself, and I may not keep the show going for an hour. I'm going to run through some more little commercials, but I do want to say that I appreciate all the work Pierre has done to give us these little commercials. And the products that we review are phenomenal for the most part. We also review books, and our December issue is going to have some amazing reviews, product and book-wise. So if you want to get in and have your name, your brand associated with that, please call me or email me would be the best thing, mary@beunique.org. That's Mary, M-A-R-Y, at beunique, B-U-N-E-K-E.org. Give me a call, 516-418-5651, and tell me what's on your mind tonight.
Thanks for listening, and remember, best way to be unique is to just be you.
And he's right. Just be you. Did you know that our Be Unique Radio is on 14 platforms? It's on Apple Podcasts, Blog Talk Radio, Bullhorn, iHeart, Listen Notes, Owltail, Podbean, Podcast Addict, Player FM, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spotify, Spreaker, and TuneIn. I'd love to know where you listen. If it's not Blog Talk Radio, if you listen to, I listen to Be Unique Radio on Spotify in my car. In my house, sometimes I'll listen to Be Unique Radio on TuneIn. And I know some people who listen to it on Apple Podcasts, others listen to it on iHeart. I would love to know where you listen to Be Unique Radio. Give us a call before I decide that I'm just going to take the night off. 516-418-5651. Oh, that. Well, these are some sound effects. Those are kind of unnecessary. Except for the drum. I love the drum. I really like the drum. And in fact, I'm going to do it again. So we're at that point where we don't really need to talk anymore. I've run through all my commercials. I don't know what else to talk about except some of, well, you guys, we're going to have some great articles in the upcoming issue. Even though I said that issue 21 was my favorite, I think issue 22 might just have to take that spot. So I'm doing to you are my sunshine, and I am not really sure where we need to go from here. You guys, I know, I've got an idea. I'll read you a story from my upcoming book. Would you like that? Well, I'm so glad you said you do, because, you know, unless you call me and tell me to stop talking or stop reading, I'm not really sure what's going to happen. I've got lots of stories. I think I'm going to read you one of my fiction stories because it might be kind of fun. Let's see. Okay, we'll go with a feather. Because unless you call 516-418-5651, it is my show tonight. I'm all by myself. I'm going to read a piece of fiction for you. And unless you call in 516-418-5651, you're stuck with me reading. This is going to be in one of my upcoming books to be published fairly soon. With a feather. I don't know what to do. She always told me I didn't plan things through to their natural conclusions. And I suppose she was right. She's also dead now. No more. You never think things through, do you? You just jump in and hope it all works out the way you want it. You need to think before you act. God knows she thought. Sometimes all she did was think. She'd spend hours pondering and wondering while I waited on her decisions. Careful planning, she'd tell me, means you take the time to work out the scenarios so you can see what might go wrong before it does. If she ever took action on anything with less than 4 or 5 detailed plans, she'd brag about how spontaneous she was or that she was acting on a whimsy. There was nothing whimsical about the repetitious, "I told you so," from her. I swear that woman could beat a horse to death with a feather while the horse was running away. But I don't have to worry about that anymore. No more gloating about how smart it is to make plans and think things through. Never again will I hear her talk down to me about why my act first, ask later decision making wasn't as smart as her planning to death until nothing was fun. No more anything from her. I'm not going to miss her flirting with other men, her dragging me on shopping trips or her guilt trips. I sure won't miss her 2 a.m. wake-ups because she has a bone to pick about whatever. She had the gall to wake me up because she couldn't sleep, and it wouldn't be so bad if she had something interesting to discuss. Hell. I think I would have been okay if she wanted to have sex the same old way.
Again.
Ah! Now that would be something, wouldn't it? Mrs. Get It Over With Cold Fish actually wanting something, anything, in bed. I sure won't miss my so-called sex life. She did have a certain savoir-faire that made her irresistible. Or was that laissez-faire? Never mind. She had it once, lost it, and now she's dead. Completely and utterly and forever dead. You'd think I'd be more upset, but I'm not. Can't say I never loved her. That would be a lie. Just didn't love her today. Hell, I didn't even like her today. And today I'm not sure I can say just what pushed me past my tolerance. Overall, today was a good day. Sunset picnic on the beach, shopping, and her miserable attempt to flirt with me instead of someone else. She's been trying too hard, I suppose. Too little, too late, my dear. I can just imagine the coroner's report. Obese, middle-aged female with borderline diabetes, hypertension, and sleep apnea. Non-smoker, blood tests, reveal appropriate levels of prescribed medications with no trace of narcotics and minimal alcohol consumption. Cause of death? Natural. They will never know how I used her favorite feather pillow after she attempted to seduce me and went to sleep with her CPAP machine. But being the good husband that I am, as usual, I'll make sure her mask is secure so her continuous positive airway pressure goes on her face all night long. I wonder how long I should wait before I dial 911. And that is the end of With a Feather. Now, I am here again, asking, begging, suggesting, you should give me a call. 516-418-5651. On September 16th, the show is live right now, and I'd be happy to share a conversation with you. Otherwise, I'm talking to myself. Now, I'll tell you what I'll do. I will read, if I can find it, one more story for you. I have a book coming. This is one of my first books I'm going to be doing. And I have several stories. These are actual essays that I've written for myself. Let's see, what shall I do? His Brother's Keeper. Sounds like a good one. Unlike With a Feather, this is much shorter, and it is not fiction. Nearly a year after I left my small rural town and moved to Atlanta, my college-aged son joined me. He liked the city and state, enrolled in art school, and made friends, as well as drug contacts. He stayed stoned so much that he was leaving our door ajar at night, and after asking him to leave, he became a homeless person with no permanent address. He's since told me that he felt homeless because he bunked with friends and was constantly changing friends. Without a job, he had no drug money. His friends didn't want him around for long when they discovered he was stealing to support his habit. Eventually, he got into student housing and found different friends. He became a born-again Christian, perhaps more literal than most. His Christian roommates frowned when he brought homeless men to their apartment and offered them showers, laundry services, food, and the contents of the community change jar. As a young man, he'd gone through many changes with his parents' divorce, constant moving, frequent job changes, and going from being a drug addict to clean and sober in the span of just a few years. He felt such empathy for the men he'd meet who had even less than he did and believed he was duty-bound to help them as much as he could. We talked about ways he could help the less fortunate in ways that didn't include bringing them into his home, but with his heart much often bigger than his brain, he continues to extend a generous hand to those he meets. I'm wondering if I should read one more story. And there's no one here to tell me I can't. So call me at 516-418-5651, or this is going to end with my next story, which I've got to figure out which one I want to read. I will be looking, and while I'm looking, I'm going to play this from Jennifer.
Be Unique Radio brings you unscripted conversations with world changers and difference makers Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on all your favorite platforms. Visit BeUnique.org to learn who is scheduled next and how you can talk with our guests and become part of the show. That's BeUnique.org. See you there.
Okay, here's another story. And I'll let you determine if it's fiction or nonfiction. It's called Serial Killer. I can feel it deep inside. It grows like a tumor, and there's nothing I can do to stop it. Nothing short of killing it, along with myself. And that's not the course I intend to take. I'd rather find a way to control it, feed it, and nurture it, so I can become its friend, not simply its host. I've often wondered how serial killers evolved into the monsters they became. Are they truly monsters? What if they're actually part of the ecological equation? Could people like Andre Chikatilo, the butcher of Rostov, and Charles Edmund Cullen, the angel of death, be performing a viable role in the Darwinian theory that only the strongest and the smartest of a species survive? Is a frog victim when a great blue heron snags it for a meal? In the wild, animals kill and eat each other to survive. Aside from the Ten Commandments and the laws of governed societies, who are we to say the human predator is wrong to stalk, kill, and consume its prey? All my wondering won't stop my immediate situation. While I procrastinate and allow myself to indulge in distractions, I still have to deal with this entity that has taken a life of its own inside my very being. If I could point to it and have a surgeon excise it, would I? I wonder if attempting to disown it would diminish it, or if instead it would flare up like a fire, blessed by gasoline. Every day that I breathe, it grows stronger and more aggressive. And every day, because of it, I find myself doing less and less. The usual things people do seem mundane to me. My sisters talk about decorating for Valentine's Day and Easter, while my Christmas tree still stands months into the next year, collecting dust. My friends call, invite me for drinks or lunch, and I make excuses about being busy. I'd rather research this growth inside me than to do laundry or wash dishes. I prefer to be alone if I can't be with other people who are afflicted with the same malady. Only they understand how this can torment and make me miss meals or lose sleep. Only they know the futility in the attempt to describe the problem that is being a writer. All right, folks. You've had 30 minutes to call me, so I'm guessing that that means that nobody is actually listening to the show tonight. And since I begged and begged and had enough of begging, I'm going to say adios, farewell, goodbye, and I'll change this from an open mic night to Mary Reads. See you next week.
Thank you for listening this evening. We're happy you chose to spend this time with us, and we hope you learned as much as we did.
Every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And if you'd like us to invite you or someone you know to speak right here, just go to beunique.org and contact us there.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that our newly branded podcast has so many global listeners and that our website and magazine receive thousands of visitors each month. Let's put your brand in front of all those people. Mary can share the demographics with you. Contact her through the website. That's BUNEKE.org.
Thanks for listening, and remember, the best way to be unique is to just be you.